God has blessed us with, it's
equally to be a blessing here tonight. It's good to see each and every one of you. I appreciate you being here. It's been on the cold side today, and in spite of that, you still came to service. I'm thankful that we can sit down in a comfortable building like this, in the warm, and worship God in spirit and truth. And so, I'm happy to be with you, and I'm glad you're here. I appreciate mentioning me in prayers. I especially appreciate CL mentioning my mother and his prayer. She's just had a difficult time and a lot that's come upon her on top of what she's already been dealing with and may even have to have, of course, you know, she had to have both legs removed 2019, and she may have to have another one amputated even higher than what it is. And so I just appreciate very much, more than you know, you mentioning her in your prayers. It will not be long before we bring this series that I started. I don't even know when I started, but some time ago. Major Lessons from the Minor Prophets. It won't be long before this whole series is over. And at the end of this, we'll have covered 24 sermons from these 12 books of the Minor Prophets. Just referred to as Minor Prophets because they are smaller, relatively speaking, than the books of the Major Prophets, like Isaiah and Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Daniel. And we've only talked and presented two sermons from each book. And there's much more that could be said, I assure you, than just two sermons. As we think about these prophets that were sent out among God's people and among Gentile nations, as the book of Jonah and Nahum was sent to the Ninevites, and Obadiah was a prophet that cried concerning the acts and the deeds of the Edomites, another Gentile nation. But for the most part, these prophets were sent out among Israel, God's people, whether it was the northern 10 tribes or the southern 2 tribes, Israel and Judah. And this evening, I want to present a sermon from Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 12. Zephaniah is a small book. There's only 3 chapters. And really, in the first chapter, the condition of God's people is talked about, the judgment of God against His people because of their sin. And chapter 2 really deals with the judgment of God among other nations. And it's very easily divided along those lines. But you see, beginning in chapter 2 and in verse 4, he talks about Gaza and Ashkelon and then Moab and Ammon in verse 8. The Ethiopians in verse 12, Nineveh in verse 13. And so chapter 3 really is dealing with God's judgment against the other nations. And then in chapter 3, though he continues to talk about God's judgment and the condition of the people, he talks about what God is going to do for them. And that falls in line with what a lot of the prophets did. They would talk about the condition of the people. They would talk about God's judgment against them as a result of their own sin. And then a ray of hope. This is what God will do for you. If you turn back unto God, if you repent and you turn to God, He'll receive you back and He'll bless you. And that's comforting for us to know that even in the New Testament, that yes, if we rebel against God, God is not going to bless us. We're not going to have the blessings that God would extend unto us if we're unfaithful to God. And ultimately, we'll stand in judgment, condemned as a result of the things that we do. But if we will repent and come back unto God, He will forgive us, be merciful to us, and save us in the end. And so in the book of Zephaniah, 3 chapters that's easily divided along those lines. And it opens up talking about who Zephaniah was and the fact that he received this message, this charge against God's people during the days of Josiah. And you can go back and read about Josiah, and I'd encourage you to, anytime you're reading about the prophets, to go back and read about the kings and the people during the time of those prophets, because it sets the table for you. It sets the context for you. What was the condition of the people? What were they doing? What was their sin? What type of leader did they have? Well, in the days of Josiah, they had a good leader. Josiah was a good king. And you read about him and in 2 Kings chapter 22, beginning. He was the 16th judge of Judah. Began reigning when he was 8 years old. He reigned for 31 years. And the Bible describes him, as you think about what type of king he was. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 23, begin with verse 25, "And like unto him," that is like unto Josiah, "there was no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any like him." But then you have the statement in verse 26, "Notwithstanding, the Lord turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah, because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him withal." Verse 27, "The Lord said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city Jerusalem, which I have chosen, and the house of which I said, my name shall be there." Josiah was a good king. You remember it was under Josiah's leadership that the book of the Lord that had been lost in the temple was found. Could you imagine if the book of God was lost somewhere in this building? And folks got to cleaning the building or doing the work inside the building, and they found this book. And they brought it and read from it. And they read the fact that God's judgment would be poured out against them because of their sin. Well, that's what happened during the days of Josiah. The book was read, and Josiah rent his clothes. A lot of folks would have just been so indifferent to it. It was so what? Not Josiah. The people were an idolatrous people, rebelling against God. Josiah was faithful unto God. Again, he was a good king. And that gives us a little glimpse into the background so that when we get to the book of Zephaniah, we know what was going on. It was during the days of Josiah, a good king, but the people were rebellious. God said, I'm going to remove them out of my sight like I did the northern tribes, Israel, because they have rebelled against me, idolaters, to provoke God unto anger. And they deserved what God was going to do unto them because they sinned. They couldn't blame someone else. And incidentally, we can't blame other people when we fall short and we do what we're not supposed to do either. And come the day of judgment, there'll be no room to blame anyone else. And so there's a lot of lessons that you could glean from the book of Zephaniah. They had a lot of sins. It'd be a good lesson just to go through the number of sins, six of them specifically, that are stated in this book. But you see they're idolatrous in chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Talks often about the great day of the Lord. Makes a good study, the day of the Lord, and what that means. Sometimes it's in reference to the judgment of God that would come upon